recovery.
At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Since November 3rd, the mainstream media has tried to just say it every step of the way. This is hopeless for Donald Trump. He should just concede. They've been trying to push Joe Biden, through to the finish line. But this fight is not over yet, not by a long shot. So we're following the process that's laid out in the U.S. Constitution, designed specifically by our founding fathers to make sure that corrupted elections don't prevail. And so although we have December 14th, just this past Monday, where the different slate of delegates came in those six states that were challenging, the GOP delegates also showed up and cast their votes. That's happened before in U.S. history, where there have been two slates of delegates and there's been controversy over the outcome of a particular state's election and how they sent their delegates right up into the day where they go to Congress. And so the date of ultimate significance, as the Supreme Court recognized, is January 6th, when Congress actually receives and counts and certifies the Electoral College. So at this point, what the campaign is doing and the legal team for the president, we are still pushing for election integrity to make sure that every legal vote is counted and counted fairly. There is still plenty of time for the state legislatures to do their constitutionally mandated job by making sure that the delegates that they send and they certify are the correct slate.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Oh, you guys. The lies are so thick today. I'm having a hard time swimming through them. Welcome to the show, Uncle Milty. Hi. Oh my gosh, the lies.
I learned something new today, though.
What'd you learn?
There was a list put out how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus. There were six ways to prevent the spread. One of them is to get a flu shot.
Yeah.
How does a flu shot prevent coronavirus?
Yeah.
I'm believing it all.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, how many deaths do we have despite the fact we have a flu vaccine? How many deaths every year? 60,000? 50,000?
Normally.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just love how they spin it. Get this flu vaccine because you're in danger of dying, although you could die. Anyway, well, I'm so tired of the lies. We were looking at the latest article from KSL. I'm so done with the manipulation. In this article, what does it say? It says numbers have plateaued the last few weeks. I'm sorry. What were we told the last few weeks in the news as we reported daily? They kept telling us numbers were rising.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
So then they say, and I'm not kidding when I say this, this is the last paragraph of the article. People are constantly saying the death rate's so low and it primarily affects the elderly and pre-existing conditions. If you sit and realize that these are people's parents and these are people with families, just because they have a pre-existing condition, those people don't deserve to be sick any more than we do. I'm sorry. Did they actually deny that the death rate is so low and primarily affects the elderly and pre-existing conditions? No. They came up with the big moral excuse. These are people. I'm sorry. It does matter if they have a pre-existing condition. It does matter if they have COPD or cancer or heart disease or diabetes. It does matter.
Because that's what's killing them.
It does matter. These people are a joke. I'm so tired of this. Then the governor comes out and says that now, after winter break, students don't need to quarantine anymore. It's too disruptive. They don't need to quarantine if they're exposed to the deadly mystery disease called COVID. Oh, no, no. You know what? In schools, it's cool. You can just go to school. But we're still wearing masks. I thought that this was so deadly. and so contagious that you had to wear a mask on top of your already working immune system. Oh, you guys, the double play, the ridiculous measures, the this, I want masks for this, but not for this. I don't have to wear a mask, but you do. Churches, you have to do all of these things, but you can riot. You can go to Walmart, but you can't go to a small business. You guys tired of the lies yet? I am. Because they keep fumbling over each other. They don't even make sense.
Well, they're running out of space. You know, they just can't keep lying. Like Herbert said, we have found that the risk of those in close contact is minimal.
Yeah.
This will be less disruptive in the classroom and less disruption for the parents. But a week ago, he didn't give a rat's behind about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just... Okay. What is up?
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't even know. Well, anyway. And it does matter. It does matter because the truth matters. And we keep getting lied to.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, there was a doctor that said, what? We won't name him, but there was a doctor.
The doctor said to a man taking his wife to the OBGYN clinic, and the doctor was not wearing a mask and told the couple, do not take the vaccine. Don't let the vaccine get anywhere near mom and baby.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe anything you hear in mainstream media. And he says by June, there will be no such thing as COVID.
Uh-huh. Yeah. By June, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to take all the way to June.
Well,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. But if you look at it from the way he's talking, what he's saying is not that it won't be here after June.
Yeah.
What he's saying is they're going to let it be here until June. They're going to make it be here until June.
Yes. So manipulated, you guys. What, does the $94,000 a COVID case for Utah run out? Or
Probably. In June.
Yeah, probably.
Fiscal year.
I mean, you only have so much money of our money. I mean, of our tax dollars. You can only get so much of it. And so they'll just wring that dry, right? They'll just wring it dry. And by the way, that quote was from Jen Solomon, a nurse in the cardiovascular ICU at University of Utah Hospital. By the way, the governor has never gone down and looked for himself to see how many people are sick. And guess what? They're not on ventilators. Ask how many people here are on ventilators.
Zero.
Come on.
Zero. The hospital's not overwhelmed. You know, Pfizer says that their vaccine gives immunity 7 days after you receive the second shot.
Mm-hmm.
So why are people being told they're still going to have to wear a mask until July?
I just can't even. Okay, let me give you the whole Jenna Ellis statement, by the way, because she explains the electors. Since we have both frauds going on, it's kind of hard. I know we always jump back and forth between fraud, but I just want to, we have COVID fraud and we have election fraud. This is the 3-minute explanation. Here you go. Here you go. And this is of the electors and what happens between now and January the 6th.
Since November 3rd,
Jenna Ellis.
The mainstream media has tried to just say at every step of the way, you know, this is hopeless for Donald Trump. He should just concede. They've been trying to push Joe Biden, you know, through to the finish line. But this fight is not over yet, not by a long shot. So we're following the process that's laid out in the U.S. Constitution, designed specifically by our founding fathers to make sure that corrupted elections don't prevail. And so although we have December 14th, just this past Monday, where the different slate of delegates came in those six states that were challenging, the GOP delegates also showed up and cast their votes. That's happened before in U.S. history, where there have been two slates of delegates, and there's been controversy over the outcome of a particular state's election and how they sent their delegates right up into the day where they go to Congress. And so the date of ultimate significance significance, as the Supreme Court recognized, is January 6th, when Congress actually receives and counts and certifies the Electoral College. So at this point, what the campaign is doing and the legal team for the president, we are still pushing for election integrity to make sure that every legal vote is counted and counted fairly. There is still plenty of time for the state legislatures to do their constitutionally mandated job by making sure that the delegates that they send and they certify are the correct slate. So, for example, what can and should happen is that when you have a state like, say, Pennsylvania, one of the most interesting things that came out of the Texas versus Pennsylvania filing in the Supreme Court, even though in my view and a lot of constitutional experts' view, that was wrongfully dismissed out of hand without hearing out of the Supreme Court. But what that case, one of the great things that came out of that case is that the Pennsylvania state legislature, their leadership in both the House and the Senate, filed an amicus brief admitting to the Supreme Court and telling the Supreme Court that they agreed with Texas that their state's laws in the administration of the 2020 election were not followed. That gives them the basis through their investigations, their findings, all of the testimony and evidence presented by the mayor and myself at that hearing for Pennsylvania to reclaim under Article 2, Section 1.2 of the U.S. Constitution. They can reclaim their authority to select the slate of delegates. And so they have every opportunity to call themselves back into an electoral session for the purpose of voting on sending on which slate of delegates they're going to send. So that is what should happen in each of these six states prior to January 6th.
And then this following, here we go.
In at least four of the six states that are in question, I have recall petitions that are available. And citizens in those states can start those petitions and say, you know what, if there is a member of any party who is an elected official who's in the state legislature or who's the governor, who's not willing to take this seriously and genuinely uphold and protect the law and the rule of law and the Constitution, we can recall them. And we can say, no, we are going to alter the people who are in our government because clearly they have failed us.
Today we sit down with constitutional law attorney Jenna Ellis.
Yeah, that was from Epoch Times, and let me tell you, it was great. And it was a good explanation. So much is happening today, and I really need to remind people because they're not getting this in their regular news feed. The director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, confirmed there was foreign interference in the 2020 election. And that came through, according to CBS correspondent Catherine Herridge, on Mainstream. Can you believe that? He leads the 17 intelligence agencies, and he had access to the highly classified information. And said there was foreign interference by China, Iran, and Russia in November of this year and is anticipating a public report on those findings in January. Interesting. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you aboard. And listening, of course. You can call up 888-673-1450. This is our Utah Hour, but we actually share this hour with many people across the nation right now trying to get some truth. It's hard to do in today's media. All right. I just want to make sure that this holiday season you're giving yourself the greatest gift of all, more time. And you can learn how the medical treatment of hearing loss and tinnitus can reduce your risk of dementia and help you stay out of the old folks' home, a place you don't want to be, apparently, in America. You can receive 2 free months of treatment. 2 free months. They're only doing it for this show. The special's going to end actually pretty quickly here. You better act on this. Get over to Intermountain Audiology and say our name. Say the show name. Say we sent you. You'll get 2 free months. If you know somebody, you love somebody that you know has some hearing trouble, but they haven't gotten to that point to go get some help yet, this would be the perfect opportunity to get 2 free months of treatment. You can actually let them know, please go into Intermountain Audiology. All they have to do is say our name. They're not going to ask. You've got to say it. Say our name of the show. You'll get 2 free months of treatment. They'll be happy to give that to you. And you'll be helping somebody out by giving them the gift of hearing again. This is so important because we need to have people retain their independence. This is huge. I can't say this enough. Please. Intermountain Audiology. Please get over there. Intermountainaudiology.com. You can also call 435-256-8596. So important. Okay. So I just, there's a couple of things actually. Number one, Governor Herbert comes out, says schools, you don't have to be in quarantine. It's so deadly and so contagious, and you have to wear a mask because your immune system doesn't work, but it's totally fine. The convenience for schools, you don't have to wear anything. You know, we get to pick and choose when it's deadly and contagious. And so now today, after all of the pressure of wearing masks and testing athletes and all of this, now we're just going to kind of rescind that a little, and you don't have to be quarantined. It's okay. After the winter break, you're good. I like when they pick and choose because it really supports the narrative. It's awesome like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to mention this. Now, this is big. I'm still reeling over the KSL article. I'm sorry. The KSL article, what a bunch of crap they are printing. The nurse says people say the death rate's low and primarily just affects the elderly. You think? The 13 deaths yesterday were all elderly. Okay. And pre-existing conditions. So instead of denying that, she says, if you sit and realize that these are people's parents and these are people with families, just because they have a pre-existing condition and something else killed them, they don't deserve it. What?
Yeah. What does deserve it have to do with it?
I'm sorry. What? It does matter. The truth matters. What a moron. And this is the nurse you get at ICU. This is the nurse, Jen Solomon. Oh my gosh, University of Utah Hospital. I'm just embarrassed for these people. Anyway, I can't deny that the death rate's low and it only happens to the elderly, but everybody has COVID. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say anymore. Okay, so there's that. And then Take Action Coalition came out with a fantastic article, by the way, and this was about the say no to the proposed mandatory vax law. Now, Spendlove, a Republican, introduced this bill to basically it makes it legal for private business to enforce their employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine, but not the government. So although he might have good intentions, okay, here's the deal, though. This bill doesn't need to be on the books. When they do a bill that is unnecessary, sometimes it ends up substantiating something that is bad that can haunt us later on, because then you have to have 5 more bills to say, well, we should have never had this bill. This bill does not need to be on the books because there is nothing saying that they can actually violate your body autonomy and give you a vaccine and force you. Okay? So when he says, well, I'm saying I don't want government involved, so I don't want the government to do this, but it's okay for private business. And on the school thing, we still need to work that out. Okay. So here is the Utah code. Okay. The Utah code. And I'm so glad they brought this up. 2645-103. It is illegal as an employer to, part of Utah code, access or otherwise take into consideration private genetic information about an individual, request or require an individual to consent to a release for the purpose of accessing private genetic information about the individual, request or require an individual or his blood relative to submit to a genetic test, inquire into or otherwise take into consideration the fact that an individual or blood relative has taken or refused a genetic test. Now, you could be saying, but that says genetic test, not COVID. Okay. But due to A and B on that, the first two that I read, no employee, under even including state employees, may be asked to disclose compliance with the COVID-19 vaccine, since if injected, it is defined by the code as genetic, private genetic material. The COVID-19 PCR test is a genetic test. And it is hence C and D, the two others that I talked about, apply as well. No employee may be forced to take a PCR test. They cannot be fired, otherwise singled out for noncompliance of either testing or vaccination, else the employer can press suit for damages or $100,000 per statute. Your individual rights, according to 26-1-33, nothing in this title shall prohibit an individual from choosing the diet, therapy, or mode of treatment to be administered to an individual or individual's family. Vaccinations come under the category of preventative therapy, and therefore a right to refuse is included in the code.
Sounds good.
Yeah. This bill, see, when they do these bills, this is what drives me nuts. The bill is unnecessary. And the bill, in the article that talked about the bill, they were again referring to the 1905 Jacobson versus Massachusetts that they all get wrong. Our own school board got it wrong. They should fire their legal counsel immediately. Their own school board members don't even know the law. And the law had options. The law, the case went to court over the smallpox vaccine, and they said you had to take a vaccine or get the fine of $5. The court case was over the $5 fine, not the fact that they made Jacobson get a vaccine. Mm-hmm. He was never vaccinated against his will. Okay? I wish they'd start citing that right, but people can't get that right. So, Spenlove, trying to, maybe he thinks he's doing the right thing. I don't know. Maybe he thinks that he's helping all of us. Because he's keeping the government away from making us do something. The government wasn't making us do that. It's not on the books.
Well, we haven't seen the bill yet. It's not really finished yet. I think what it is going to be is it's going to say they can't do this except when.
Yeah. Right.
See, when the bill's finally written.
They put in these inclusions and exclusions.
Yeah, right. It's going to open the doors.
It is. And so, no. And so, make sure that your state representative and sellout state senator, because they've all sold out, make sure that they say no to this bill.
Well, Chris Ann says it all the time. If the government can tell you that you can't do something, then they can tell you you have to do something.
Exactly, yeah. See? It segues into more government power. So it's like putting a law out there that says they can't put you in a cattle car. They couldn't put you in a cattle car to begin with. Why do you need a law saying they can't?
So then we can say except when.
Exactly.
Except when the gas chambers are open.
My gosh. I'm just so floored at this. I'm floored at the way that they're pushing the flu vaccine. I'm floored at pharmacists now sort of letting that cat out of the bag that they're not ordering Tamiflu because people don't have any flu. People aren't coming in with scripts for Tamiflu, which is the normal thing that they give for flu.
So I was at Walmart the other day at the pharmacy in Walmart.
Yeah.
And they have a big sign warning people that the flu is deadly. So get your flu vaccine.
Of course.
Not a peep about COVID.
No. Nope. Yeah. I know. It just gets more and more. It gets worse. And you know, I think, though, I'm actually grateful for articles that came out, like the one that talks about Herbert saying, oh, it's super deadly and contagious. See the mask on my face that I wear out in public and not in private. But schools, you're cool. You don't have to wear that mask anymore. I mean, not the mask. I'm sorry. You don't have to quarantine anymore. Still have to wear the mask because it's deadly. But if you were exposed to, say, deadly virus, yes, that makes your head spin and you know, you pretty much implode. You know what? When you come back to school, it's okay. I don't, because of convenience for the school. That's how you know they're lying. That's how you know they're lying. State school boards, no backbone, continue to do whatever the governor says. Why do we have them? All you state school board members and the head of the school board. I'm not even going to say your names because I find you so repellent. But you know what? You're out there. Wait, why are you? Why do you even do what you do? Why are you even there? You don't do a thing for the students. You don't stand for anything. You don't. You don't stand up to the governor. You just do what you're told. Why have you? Why don't we just have a king? I don't know how you guys are feeling about this. And I hate to do this like a week before Christmas, you know? It sucks because I'm tired of it too, to tell you the truth. But if we don't go over the latest lies, we have to. We've got to go over the latest lies because it's that bad. But I'm with you. I'm feeling just exhausted from the sellout. I think that's been the most depressing part of this year is the number of sellouts. The number of people that haven't said a word about you and your rights and COVID and election fraud. And there's so much still going on and they're not saying a word. And I don't know how people are putting up with that. I mean, I'm not quite sure. So
neither are they.
Neither are they. No, it's the truth. Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite sure how much we have to impress the fact that these people are pretty horrific in office. So we're still in a state of emergency. And didn't the legislature 3 months ago say they weren't going to do that and they would object? And the governor did it anyway and they didn't stop him. Mm-hmm. And on Utah code, all they had to do was have a meeting. That's all they had to do. And they could have ousted the state of emergency and none of them will. And I look at these people and I think you're so corrupt. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. I'll take your calls.
There you go.
How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today. So you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside.
Welcome back. Hey, Daly Show, Breath of Heaven. I love this song, Mary's song. Anyway, absolutely dig it. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Chris Ann Hall will not be joining us, but Leo Homan will. Chris Ann Hall had an emergency for her legal abilities, let's say. And so she won't be joining us. But Leo Homan is an investigative journalist, and he's awesome. You'll love him. And he's coming on for the next hour. By the way, Tropical Pool and Spa, get your hot tub, get your swim spa, surprise the family, put something in your backyard that will relieve your stress, help you exercise, help your joints and aches and pains, and really absolutely change the way you deal with stress too. My hot tub's awesome. You'll love it. This crisp air right now with getting into a hot tub is just amazing. And you can set it to whatever you want. And it's just, I don't know, it's just versatile and amazing. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Also, Dr. Diet, make sure you get over there. Dr. Diet is really fantastic at helping you drop the weight. And you might have gained some weight over this last year. Please get over to Dr. Diet. They know what they're doing. 628 Diet. And it's the fastest way because you'll never do it on your own as quickly as they can help you. They also have specials right now and coupons to help you. And I think they have like $25 off. It's great. I also wanted to mention ABC Auto Body Central. Auto Body Central is the place to go if you're in an accident or need auto body, and they are killer. They're just amazing and honest. All of my sponsors are just honest, really good people. Make sure that you get over to ABC. I will take calls, and I can't wait to hear from you on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, so it's interesting as far as this mask debate, because I tend to be one that obviously I don't trust the government or what comes out of, you know, certainly not everything they say. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me, and most doctors would agree, it seems like almost all of them say if you do wear a mask, it does help. So it's like,
that's not
you know,
true,
why
actually.
Not wear a mask? What could it hurt? Well, most of them do. But my point was going to be...
No,
they don't, actually.
The reason it gives me pause...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. They don't, actually.
The reason it gives me pause mm-hmm. is because of the global warming debate. Like, right now, you can't tell anybody under 30 mm-hmm. that global warming's not man-made and, mm-hmm. and that the world's not going to end soon, right, if we don't change it.
Right.
That was a major... And I was talking to people, and I'm thinking to myself... Most scientists come out, and I've looked into that quite a bit. Most scientists will come out, and they're on board with it. Well, there's a reason, because you can't get a job anywhere mm-hmm. if you're a scientist and you debate mm-hmm. the global warming issue. And I think
you can't get government money. You can't get government grant money.
And you can't get jobs, colleges. Mm-hmm. You're getting shunned from mm-hmm. the industry.
Right.
So many scientists, there's many scientists out there that say, listen, it's virtually a hoax. The mm-hmm. fact that man, that what we can do now – A, our air, I don't know if I heard that our air is 50% cleaner than it was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like, we have done things to improve the air, and that's never brought up to the kids don't even realize that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That we have done things. But at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to change that by reducing driving cars or any of that. It's a hoax.
Right.
So that's what gives me pause on the mask thing, that maybe that is something that they're trying to do to just control us. But I'm not convinced. And very few doctors are coming out saying that masks don't help.
No. No, what they're saying is, and let's differentiate, I have not heard a doctor actually come out and say a healthy person wearing a mask helps anything, because it doesn't, because you're healthy. So even the WHO came out and said asymptomatic people can't be spreading anything. So why in the world are healthy people wearing anything? The only thing doctors have said is if you're around somebody vulnerable and you wear a mask, that may help, but probably not, just because you're probably very healthy. And so it's the healthy people. And that's what we're always talking about, too. A healthy nation should never be wearing a mask. And you can't get a lot of credible doctors out there to negate that. So, I mean, we have an immune system that works. It didn't crash.
True. No, I agree with that 100%. And so I do think there's believe me, I don't think anything, I wouldn't put anything past these people to where they're just trying to control everybody. I mean, that's all part of it, of course. But I'm also not a conspiracy theorist that thinks everything is about that. And so... As far as the mask goes, the main difference between this and the flu and H1N1, and again, remember, on one hand, Trump's saying a lot of these things. On the other hand, he comes out and says, because of what he did with China, because of this and because of that, that he saved 2 or 3 million lives, right? And he talks about that this is just a deadlier disease than H1N1, when it's not. With H1N1, you were so sick that you weren't spreading it. The difference with COVID-19 is, I bet you if they say that 17 million people have had it, probably 60 or 70 mm-hmm. million people have probably had it, because it's like the common cold
for
most people.
You're just stating something that the CDC won't even say. Did you know the CDC says we don't know the difference between flu and COVID? Do you know people are not bringing in scripts for flu, for Tamiflu, to the pharmacists? Pharmacists are now starting to speak out and go, gee, we're not even selling any Tamiflu. It was all named COVID.
Right.
And Redfield admitted it. So there is no conspiracy. He admitted it. Yes, he said they're registering everything.
I called your show a couple of weeks ago and I said, hey, what are the true numbers? Uh-huh. Like, how many people are getting the flu? Well, they said the flu's way down. Well, no, yeah, because everything's COVID.
Right.
But I think if you do have a mask, you're probably going to stop from spreading colds if you have one. So I consider this more like the cold, mm-hmm. and some people it hits them like the flu. Mm-hmm. But the difference is, for the average person, I think this can be more deadly. But then again,
how?
Maybe not, because the cold leads to the pneumonia. And for people that are high risk, when they get a cold, uh-huh. they many times get pneumonia. And that's why they die of the flu at 30 or 40,000 a year, or up to 60,000.
But most of our nation is healthy and most of our state is healthy. I mean, and they're wearing masks. That doesn't matter, because they're wearing masks for absolutely zero reason. There's no reason. They can't give anybody anything. There's no motive of transmission. So that's fake. That's a hoax. The people can't spread something they don't have. So we are a healthy nation.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's saying that mm-hmm. we're wearing a mask so healthy people don't spread anything. I uh-huh. think they're saying that, I guess what I would say is they don't know mm-hmm. who has it. And if it's all over the place and everywhere,
you just said it was down because we're wearing masks, and that's not true. In fact, we're just down in general. The National Hospital Association came out and said we were down. The whole state of Utah is down 2.6% in hospitalizations, and that was in November. We don't have a rise in anything, but it isn't because everyone's wearing masks, because as a healthy person, you can't transmit anything. So that's just not happening. How can somebody transmit anything? So the masks aren't actually helping us. It's a facade. We get that, right?
Well, I would tend to agree with that, but I don't know that hard and fast answer makes sense, because I think
they're
also saying 80% of the people that have COVID are asymptomatic. So if 80% of the people are asymptomatic, then how does they know that they have it? So if they have a mask on, I'm just not convinced
you can't
that masks
spread
actually
anything.
Stop the spread.
You can't spread anything as an asymptomatic person. No one's ever been able to do that. When you had the flu years ago, did you give it to every single one of your family members and coworkers before you realized you had it? No. How many people
probably
in your household
not, yeah.
got uh-huh. sick? Maybe one at the most. My own husband didn't get the flu
right.
from me. You can't spread anything because their own immune systems kick in.
Yeah,
it's
the difference,
impossible.
Though, I think with the flu is, you know, the main difference, it doesn't necessarily change the argument either way, but the main difference with H1N1, the main difference with
this
the
is flu
is, you know, you're sick. So therefore, when you have that, you
but
know
no,
you're sick.
No, 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 you're saying asymptomatic. That means before you know you're sick. You're sick before
no,
you ever know.
I agree with that, but I'm saying that the difference between this, well, Trump's out there on one minute, he says one thing, and on the other, he says, you know, this is more deadly than H1N1, and it's just not. I mean, H1N1 was, when you caught it, you were really sick. And so that's a good thing. Uh-huh. So, I mean, if nobody's dying over this, then why did he save 3 million lives by...
I'm not sure why
I mean?
He said that. Uncle Milty has something
every,
to say.
Every viral infection has a period where you're infected, shedding virus, and still asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Except for COVID.
You have it. No.
Except for COVID.
I know.
You
no,
don't
I,
know you have
it,
but you
and,
have it. Yeah.
And how many people, because the numbers, people
it's
are
not
throwing
more
out
deadly.
Numbers, and some are accurate, some are inaccurate. What I would really like to know, and I think I've heard this, and I'm sure it's probably true,
uh-huh.
how many people in the country are typically dying of flu-like, pneumonia-like, respiratory-like
It can be as high
year?
As 260,000 a year, as high as. On a high,
right,
high
which
year.
Is where we're at. We're basically at 300. Uh-huh. So in a bad flu season, it's higher than that.
Yep.
So now nobody's getting the flu
right.
all of a sudden.
So it's all
right?
named but COVID.
It's all COVID.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah,
amen.
I know. I agree with that.
Thank
so
you for
I
that.
I think those numbers are important, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. We talked in circles a little bit. Healthy people wearing a mask is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of in my life. It's asinine. Take the mask off. You look ridiculous. It doesn't do a thing. Go ahead.
All of this is based on one issue,
mm-hmm.
the false premise that it starts on.
Mm-hmm.
The false premise is that it's highly contagious. Lots of people get it. It's all over the place, but we don't know it. I mean, no, really, that's...
Yeah, I know. and nobody has anything but COVID right now.
Right.
And nobody cares if anybody has anything but COVID, because that's the only thing they want to test for, because we get $94,000 every time we have a case positive.
But they can test for influenza.
Yes. They're even testing the dead. They're even testing a known car accident. If you died in a car accident, let's say you were decapitated in a car accident, they will test you for COVID. But guess what? You do not come off of the into the recovered list because you're dead. Go look up the Utah Medical, the guy that does the autopsies. The word just left my brain. Anyway, their association came out and admitted they will test for COVID.
The medical examiner.
Medical examiner, thank you. They're testing for COVID. Because the caseload, we get that much money. It's all for the money. We're whoring ourselves out. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to understand that you're being so played and so taken advantage of, and your liberties taken away from you for the money, the power, and the control. There is a conspiracy. It's called people conspiring to do this, and our governor's at the helm. Our governor has had ties to China, which Defending Utah brought up years ago on the show. Years ago. This has been going on for a long time. He's got ties to China. This guy has absolutely, well, not a shred of common sense, will not actually look, go into hospitals and look for himself. He loves to be surrounded by liberals that tell him what to do and tell him to do this and further this narrative.
You know, another thing is we've been conditioned as a society
right.
to believe that the minute you hear conspiracy, it means it's not true.
Uh-huh.
But that's not true.
Yeah.
Conspiracies exist.
They've existed for eons. So I love how people always, and I'm not picking on the caller, it's just they always differentiate that, and then they say, but, and it's like, it's like this little kind of caveat, like, well, I'm not into all that stuff, but man, isn't it weird that all these people say they have COVID? Yeah. Guess what? This is a conspiracy. There's no theory about it. It's been proven. There's mountains of evidence. I had somebody yell at me, they sent me an email screaming at me that I should be taken off the air for saying all these things that aren't true. Tell me something I've said that's not true. I've used their own words, their own stats. I have looked at their own charts. We are down in the state of Utah, yet they're lying to you and telling you the cases were on the rise and that our hospitals were at capacity. But I've said exactly who said it. I've showed you the chart on katedalyradio.com. I mean, on the Kate Daly Show on Facebook. I've showed all the evidence I've talked about in the 500 hours we've done on COVID this year. It's all substantiated. I've got a mountain of evidence saying that you're being played, and you've been being played since the beginning of this. They manufactured the vaccine. They started manufacturing it in March when they told you it was a mystery disease.
Yeah.
And they didn't know anything about it. How do you have a vaccine that's the inoculation, quote unquote, for this, and it, when you don't even know what it is? You guys, wake up. Wake up. This is too long. This is 11 months of this. If you haven't figured this out by now, you never will. You never will. You're completely blind to the government and what they're doing. And all along, they're raking in $21 billion on everyone's fear. And they don't care that they're instilling fear. They don't care that they've made everybody afraid. Everybody's altered plans. They're not seeing their families. Fauci came out yesterday and said, don't see your kids for Christmas, because I'm not. I don't think his kids want to see him, little Hitler man. Would you? Anyway, I'm just saying, come on, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's too late now. Let's go.
Yep.
Use your common sense and be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Leo Holman. Can't wait to talk with him.